This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 213 for Friday, January 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Today's futures canola market is weaker once again Friday morning, continuing the downward slide of the past week as chart signals remain pointed lower. Canola down $7 to $10, March down $7.90 at $623.80 per ton. That's below all of its major moving averages and a fresh contract low. Losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures accounted for some spillover selling pressure, but Malaysian palm oil was firmer in overnight trade. Strength in crude oil today also helped underpin world vegetable oil markets to some extent, with canola seeing some scaled-down end-user demand amid ideas the market is looking oversold. In the U.S., activity is mixed with gains in wheat but losses in soybeans and corn. Positioning ahead of next week's monthly USDA supply-demand report accounted for some activity. Soybeans down 5 cents in the March contract at $12.62 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just over 200,000 tons were a marketing year low and well below average trade guesses. However, the holidays likely limited activity and sales will likely pick back up next week. Improving moisture conditions in Brazil were a bearish influence as soybeans there go through their pod-filling stage. Estimates on the size of Brazil's soybean crop do vary greatly, with next week's monthly USDA report expected to provide some insight. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were also disappointing, down 70% from the previous week and a marketing year low at about 367,000 tons. The March corn contract down 3 cents at $4.63 per bushel. Signs of slowing demand from the ethanol sector also weighed on corn prices, but a lack of significant farmer selling on the other side did provide support. Gains in wheat also helped keep the corn losses in check. Wheat was seeing a continuation of yesterday's gains, Minneapolis spring wheat leading to the upside up 7 cents in the March contract at $7.19 per bushel. Kansas City 5 cents higher in the March contract at $6.31 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in March at $6.17 per bushel. However, weekly U.S. wheat export sales also failed to meet expectations today at only 131,000 tons. Beneficial moisture in the forecasts for U.S. winter wheat growing regions also tempered the gains. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 5th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.